What does it mean that we are part and parcel of Krishna? Does it mean that God is the sum total of all living beings? And how does serving God lead to happiness amongst living beings? Yes. See, God is not the sum total of all living beings. Rather, He is has His own independent self-existence. But we are His parts. That means God is the whole and the whole is greater than the parts. How does that work out? It is God pervades all of existence, but He exists, He extends beyond this world also. So pantheism is the idea that everything is God. But the Bhagavata's understanding is not pantheism, it is called panentheism. Panentheism means God pervades the world and He extends beyond the world. So God is not the sum total of all living beings. He has His own self-existence, and having a self-existence, we are all integrated, we are all connected with Him as His parts. So how does serving God lead to satisfaction of all living beings? Actually, when we serve Krishna, we basically use our abilities and our talents in a constructive way, in a mode of contribution. So at one level, as I give the example, conceptually, when we satisfy the stomach, when the hand satisfies the stomach, it is not only the hand that is satisfied, all the parts of the body are satisfied. So like that, when we are serving Krishna, we may not be specifically serving each person, but we are contributing to the whole in a constructive way. Say if there is a hospital. In that hospital, there are many patients. Now if there is one particular nurse or one particular medical staff, now they do their job well. Now their job may be to take care of one particular patient, but they just do that job well. By that, they are contributing to the effective functioning of the hospital. And through that effective functioning of the hospital, then, say, the other doctors who are there, they don't have to worry too much about small crises that come about because of carelessness. And the doctors can take care of the patients better. So when we play our part, it is not that we directly contribute to serving everyone, but indirectly, we contribute to the harmony that indirectly helps everyone. Sarva bhuta hite rataha. So it is said that the spiritualist, in this way, by serving Krishna, is actually engaged in the service of all living beings.